Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration. Technique number 4, 8 meditations, part 3. Meditation number 3 is called mind molding. Mind molding. And this is the meditation teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chinadapi sunichena taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari kirtaniya sadahari kirtaniya sadahari. A devotee who always thinks, I am lower than the grass, and I am more tolerant than a tree, and I don't want respect for myself, but I will always give respect to everyone else, then I can always chant Krishna's holy names. So this technique, mind molding, is so important. It should be practiced and reflected on daily. It is a meditation. It is a way of shaping and molding the mind, molding and shaping the way we think and feel and will, which one should think, my pride, my ego, and my selfishness and intolerance is not favorable for loving Krishna or other people or for my own inner peace and tranquility, which are so absolutely necessary for meditation. One must be peaceful to meditate and attain direct experience of God. The key is developing a humble attitude, tolerance, and pridelessness. Thus, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has instructed all of us in this meditation number 3, mind molding. And after reciting this shloka, the golden avatar Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu raised his golden long arms into the sky and said, Urdva bahukari kahun shuna sarva lok nam sutre ganti para kante e shlok. Listen, everyone. Shuna sarva lok. Please hear me. Take this meditation number 3 and string this shloka on a thread and wear it around your neck like a kantimala. Nam sutre ganti para kante e shloka. So that you never forget it. Then after uttering this shloka, meditation number 3, Mahaprabhu gave his own tika to elaborate on the meaning of this shloka, Chinadapi sunichena. At that time, Mahaprabhu said, Hutam hana vaishnava habe nirabhiman jive sammana dibe jane krishna adishtan. Even though a devotee may be utam vaishnava, still a devotee should be nir abhiman, prideless, and show all respect to all other living entities. Jive saman dibe jani. Knowing that Krishna is resting within their hearts, Krishna adishtan. Then Mahaprabhu offered a wonderful benediction to a devotee who chants the Hare Krishna mantra while applying this meditation technique. Mahaprabhu said, anyone who takes Krishna Nam like this will attain Sri Krishna Prem. Krishnanam Laya, Krishna Prem Upajaya. Krishnanam Laya, Krishna Prem Upajaya. In summary, this technique number 4, 8 meditations, and this is meditation number 3. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes 4 necessary qualities to culture and to develop in order to attain concentration and taste and chanting Hare Krishna Japa. Namely, humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect. So this is meditation number 3, molding the mind as part of technique number 4, 8 meditations.